We are extremely excited to be here today. This has been a culmination of a lot of effort by a lot of people. And the best thing about the effort was that both sides were committed to making this happen. We didn't know when it was going to happen, but we knew with the commitment on both sides that it would happen. So on behalf of the Hunt family, the Chiefs organization, the obvious announcement today is that FBS football is returning to Arrowhead. We will have the Missouri Tigers versus the BYU Cougars November 14th of 2015. So next season, we'll have college football back here. This is the 14th consecutive year that Arrowhead has hosted football, college football. So we're excited about keeping that tradition alive. We've had 36 different games at Arrowhead since the inception in 1972. I want to take just a second and recognize the people who made this happen. Mike and I get to stand up here today, and we're obviously both intricately involved in this, but without the teams on both sides working, we wouldn't be here today. I'm going to start with the Chiefs team. Gary Spaney, Bill Chapin, Michael Ragsdale. You know, on our side, it was a commitment to never give up and to keep working on figuring out a way to make this happen. And without those guys, we wouldn't be here. You know, in football, you have three phases of the game. You've got the offense, the defense, and the special teams. And we had our own sort of special team working with us. From the city, our city manager, Troy Schulte, a guy who he just doesn't get enough credit for being that guy who you put in the room when there's a tough problem, and he helps you find a solution. And he really supported us in making this happen. Kathy Nelson from the Kansas City Sports Commission. You know, Kathy was, she was always the positive force in the room. You know, on the darkest days when you're figuring out, like, learning about college scheduling, the challenges that you face with that, learning about our schedule and when we can put a game on the field. I mean, she was the one saying, we're going to figure this out. We're going to figure this out. And she was in more meetings probably than any of us because she was dealing on both sides and trying to figure out the solutions to make this make sense. And without her, we wouldn't be here as well. I want to talk a little bit about the teams. We started meeting with Tom Homo from BYU, their athletic director, 2 years ago. And we also had a little secret weapon in this whole discussion. As many of you know, our head coach, Andy Reid, played at BYU and coached there as well. He happened to play with Tom at BYU. So by chance, Tom's on the NCAA's basketball selection committee. He was in Kansas City for one of the induction ceremonies, and he asked if he could come out and see Andy and attend practice. We took advantage of that opportunity to say, hey, what do we need to do to get BYU at Arrowhead? And that started those discussions about how we can make this work. As many of you also know, our head coach, Andy Reid, spent a few years at Mizzou as a coach. So he's on both sides of this, and he's been sort of behind the scenes working for us, and we appreciate his help in making today a reality. University of Missouri. You know, we sat with Mike in 2011, we were figuring out earlier, and he made a commitment in that first meeting that he was going to figure out a way to make this happen. And in that meeting, I remember distinctly him saying, I'm not sure when. I'm not sure how long this is going to take. And, you know, if you're on the other side of the table, you respect that, but you also take that as a challenge. We've got to make this happen sooner rather than later. And I told Mike that when you get into the college world and you understand the intricacies of college scheduling, conferences, networks, everything, there are so many roadblocks to trying to figure out something like this. And without Mike's commitment and Brian's commitment to figure out a way to make this work, to make some tough decisions to make this work, to, frankly, from our perspective, I think we came to those guys with 10 or 12 different opportunities, and every single time they said, let's listen, let's hear you out, let's see if we can make this work, and we're just so happy to be here today announcing this game and bringing Mizzou back to Arrowhead. And with that, I will introduce the athletic director from the University of Missouri, Mike Alden.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark. Good morning, everybody. Good to be with you today in Kansas City with obviously our enthusiasm for the announcement which Mark just made, and we're obviously making this together as a team. We appreciate everybody taking the time to be with us this morning, and certainly we're excited for this announcement to be able to play Tiger football here at Arrowhead Stadium again. You know, we've had some very memorable games here at Arrowhead Stadium over the course of the last several years, and we're looking forward to another exciting matchup in November of 2015. I also want to echo some thanks, and so please bear with me just for a little bit, because I will tell you the leadership team at the Kansas City Chiefs is absolutely outstanding. And you have an opportunity to see the head man right here in Mark Donovan and what a great job he does leading the organization, but also Bill Chapin and wherever Gary Spaney is. He's out here somewhere. I thought I saw him somewhere. Where is Gary? Right over here. I'm telling you, you know, the effort that they've made, not just on this, but to be able to see the efforts they make in leading the Kansas City Chiefs in the National Football League and the representation they make for the state of Missouri and Kansas City and the franchise itself is absolutely outstanding. So we appreciate all of their work. You know, Kathy Nelson was cited already, and what a great job she does heading up the Kansas City Sports Commission. I'd also want to recognize Jim Heater, who heads up the Chamber of Commerce, that's here with us as well today, too. And a person that's not here with us today is a guy named Dave Brown. So a person that's kind of behind the scenes that maybe you don't know as much about, but he works for ESPN. And a lot of times when we're talking about college football scheduling, television networks have a lot to do with that as well, too. And Dave Brown has been a person behind the scenes that has been tireless in what they're doing. And certainly we had to have a commitment from BYU and Tom Holmo, my counterpart there. And he and I know each other very well, and we're appreciative of them. Finally, that team at the University of Missouri. So it takes a lot of people, obviously, to put this together. And some of those people are here with us. And Chad Moeller is here with us today. Brandon Barnes is with us today. Tim Hickman is here with us today. Doug Gillen is here with us today. Tim Stebman is here with us today. I'm just throwing out some names of people that are part of that team. But one person in particular, and Mark pointed him out, is Dr. Brian Maggard. Brian Maggard is our Executive Associate AD at the University of Missouri, and he and I have worked together for a long time. And the tenacity and the stick-to-itiveness that he has had over the course of the last several years has been amazing to be able to see all of this come together. So indirectly, I personally want to thank him for all of his efforts on behalf of us at Mizzou. So in October of 2011, in a meeting in Kansas City, Missouri, at UMKC, behind closed doors, I happened to be in a meeting, very fortunate to be in a meeting, with the leadership of the University of Missouri system. And during those meetings, there was discussions that was taking place about some of the final elements towards the University of Missouri moving to the Southeastern Conference. All of those were taking place here in Kansas City in October of 2011. And so with the discussions that were taking place, it was recognized absolutely how critically important it was that the University of Missouri certainly represents an entire state, but in particular, it represents a tremendous city in Kansas City, Missouri as well, too. And why what we wanted to make sure that we were going to do is that how are we going to continue to make sure that we have a presence here? And there was no voice stronger than that of the president of our board of curators. And Warren Erdman is here with us today. He works for Kansas City Southern Railroad. He is one of the great leaders in this community, as well as one of our leaders from Mizzou. And that voice was clear all the way through not only those meetings, but when we came out and we went with the press in October of 2011, whereupon we talked about the fact that we were committed to using our best efforts to making sure that the University of Missouri continued to be represented on a regular basis here in Kansas City. So from a basketball perspective, if you look at that, we played in 2012 when we won the Big 12 championship that year at the Sprint Center. 2013, we played here against the University of Hawaii. This year, we're playing against Oklahoma State. Next year, we'll be in the CBE. So we're having that consistency. The challenge for us in the sport of football, Mark already pointed that out. It is a tough, tough deal to be able to put that sport together with the teams to be able to move that to a neutral site situation. There's so many moving parts. It's very, very difficult to be able to bring that together. And that's why today certainly is an exciting announcement. And it's a culmination of several years' worth of work. And it's also something important that we recognize here
that there is no question that we made a commitment at the University of Missouri to our fans and our friends in Kansas City that we were going to use our best efforts to get Tiger football here at Arrowhead Stadium. And it's an honor to be able to recognize that commitment and to be able to follow through with that in an appropriate manner and an exciting way to be able to play a terrific opponent like BYU. So here you've got a matchup against two pretty darn good teams, right? In the University of Missouri and Brigham Young University. It's a national brand in Brigham Young University. It's a successful football program, and it certainly allows us to be able to continue to elevate the brand of Mizzou football from a national perspective. So there's an awful lot of people around the country that are excited about this matchup, when they're going to hear about it. Certainly it's going to garner a lot of attention here at Arrowhead Stadium in the Kansas City area. It's going to be great for the University of Missouri, great for BYU, but most importantly of all of that, it's great for us, it's great for our Tiger fans, and for all of our fans that we particularly have here in Kansas City. Our student athletes love a challenge every single day, and certainly in the SEC, you get it. There's no question, the strongest conference in America. We get it every single day. And what a great opportunity for our student athletes to have another challenge here in 2015 at a great NFL stadium like Arrowhead.